From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Heavy security was in place Saturday in Dhaka, Bangladesh, after Islamist militants killed more than 20 people in a restaurant. Security forces rescued at least 13 hostages during the siege. Most of those who died were Italian and Japanese nationals. At least two police officers were killed. Six of the attackers were killed and one was captured. In a televised address to the nation Saturday, Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said that her country would not let conspirators succeed in their mission to tarnish its image. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks, but that could not be verified. The White House and the State Department confirmed that one of those killed was an American. White House spokesman Josh Earnest called the attack a despicable act of terrorism. The UN Security Council also issued a statement condemning the violence. News reports from Baghdad say at least 23 people have been killed and scores of others wounded in double bombings early Sunday. In the first attack, a car bomb exploded in the Karada district in central Baghdad, killing 18 people and wounding 45. Shortly afterward, an improvised explosive device went off in eastern Baghdad, killing 5 people and wounding 16 others. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but they bear the hallmarks of the Islamic State, which has targeted civilians in Baghdad's mostly Shiite neighborhoods. The attacks come just over a week after Iraqi forces declared the city of Fallujah fully liberated from Islamic State. The militant group still controls the country's second largest city, Mosul, as well as other territory. This is